Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Hello, this is Captain Poodle speaking. Are you ready to find love?
Yes, ahoy, matey.
Love.
Do, 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 do.
Exciting and new. Go online. They're catfishing you.
Shocker.
Fiance.
Soon you'll be flying to parts unknown.
90-day fiancé.
Marrying someone you've only met on your phone.
Be they French or Chinese, a brand new K-1 visa's the key.
Ooh, the key to what, Poodle?
To love.
It's reality, yes, let's love.
The absolute symbol for Sean is a single orange in a mini fridge. In an empty mini fridge.
In an empty fridge.
When she says, oh, and there's a single orange.
It reminded me of just when I gave that friend an orange when they were running a marathon and it wasn't peeled. Useless.
It is useless.
It's useless. They're both useless.
And is cognitively wrong to be a single orange in that apartment.
Did you see the TikTok that's going around where Sean was like, I guess, trying to make it big, and he's just wearing like panties and like a skirt, and he's in really bad drag makeup pretending to kind of be feminine?
I did not see that, and I don't want to.
It's something that it kind of looks a little bit more like an adult baby Huey, or like if Jonathan Winter's baby character was kind of a little sexy and into some type of like weird shit.
Sexy Jonathan Winters.
Didn't know y'all were going to listen to a Jonathan Winters reference, did ya?
Not the first one. This is 90 Day UK.
That orange is screaming to Christine saying, run!
Yes, that orange should be a sign.
Oh, aren't you glad you came to England?
Just
no.
One orange. It's so weird. It's almost worse than anything being, than the whole thing being blank. There was like some milk in the corner, but the fact that there's one orange in there is worse.
Why do you put an orange in the fridge?
Yeah, you should. But I'm saying it's just, it's like,
it's a lot of questions.
But I have a lot of questions. Like, why would he buy, maybe he bought three.
Maybe.
And, but you know, he said, it's just Sean, I'll eat that tomorrow because I'm a tomorrow guy.
Boy,
maybe
when he said that, when
I went, yikes.
Y'all, he has dirty fucking dishes
in the cabinet
of his kitchen.
I'm trying to think what would lead you to do that.
I honestly think someone who's not mentally well.
Yeah.
Seriously, like either a hoarding, like this is someone who needs help with something.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like always on 90 Day, you think it's you're gonna think it's the woman from the Philippines taking this guy for a ride for all his money.
No.
And then you realize
he's scamming her. That has been established. in this episode.
People from the UK are just like Americans. They're scamming foreigners.
What's interesting is, remember that, like, think about the with He Shall Not Be Named, when he went to Rose's town, he's like, oh, this is so dirty. It's so interesting. We have the reverse
here. Yes, yes.
And I'm trying to think. Now, there are obviously some grifters, like the like Hussein, who's with Emar.
Who I have to watch her on subtitles.
She's the only one
so
far
to watch Emma on
that
subtitles.
I've had to.
I'm like, what the
now
fuck?
That's a thick Yorkshire accent.
And even all of her friends are like, bar, 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 bar. I don't know what the fuck they're saying.
Yo, UK sissies, Americans cannot understand that type of accent. We can't get it. It is beyond me.
Not at all.
I can understand Katie, Bridie, yeah. That's all fine. It's those are kind of lovely. Emma, not a clue. I had to rewind all of it and turn on my subtitles. Yeah. and her daughter was talking the same way. He's like, I don't know.
They barely opened their mouth. And when she was talking to all her friends, I just felt like it was like Charlie Brown teacher conference. Just y'all, we're going on tour.
Southern people sound like.
Yes, we're going. If you're listening to this, you're on the free feed. But if you're on the Patreon Supercast, and you already received maybe a couple of emails today. Maybe we messed up a code about our pre-sale.
No, not well. Yeah, it wasn't completely our mistake.
Oh, okay. And so, but regardless, it's all fixed. So there, the pre-sale tickets for our tour, for our little limited doublet tour, are on sale now for pre-sale and in the Patreon and Supercast. And the general tickets are going to go on sale on Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific time.
We are going to Chicago, New York, Atlanta, Washington, D.C., and Tampa.
Tampa.
Which one of these don't belong?
Which, this is... Honestly, for 90 Day Fiancé, Tampa belongs
the
most.
Tampa's like the capital of where they all live.
It is. And we're recording this episode on Wednesday, the 17th. The VIPs for the October 14th show of Tampa are already sold out.
Shut up.
Yeah. So those are already sold out. So
God.
It's you Florida sissies are fucking ready. They told you. You said, I'm not coming again if you don't show up. And they're doing it just to fuck you
over.
I
did threaten them.
They're going to say, fuck you, Poodle.
I issued many ultimatums.
Yeah. Say anything about Florida now.
Oh, I plan to say a lot.
And you know what? It's funny. That'll be your birthday's the 15th. So that's going to be a birthday show.
My birthday's not the 15th.
Okay. Yours is the
13th. Yes.
But it's right after your birthday. So it's still a birthday show. We have another friend on the
15th. I say, what show is my birthday show?
No. No, you don't. No, you don't. It's a birthday weekend.
Oh, God.
I'm going to take you out in Tampa and put you on a Lazy Susan, and men are just going
to
just...
If I don't want it to be my birthday show, it won't be.
Girl. Anyway.
Sometimes I can tongue pop and sometimes I can't, and it bothers me.
It's okay. You can just pump top, tongue pop. I couldn't say that word.
You just had a stroke.
I did. All right.
We're on tour. Find us.
Find us. Go to our Linktree link. We're working on that website. All right. Shall we? We're not going to the UK anytime soon. I wish we could, but you know.
No.
Poodle hasn't fucked a prince yet.
No, it's we're trying to figure out international stuff.
I'm telling you, just fuck a prince. There's got to be one of them related to somebody.
There's got to be someone who's into gay shit.
You don't have to.
And even if they're not.
You don't have to get a visa or anything if there's a prince. You
can
show up.
I can look like Princess Anne.
That almost made water go up my nose.
HRH, Her Royal Hotness. We need to move on.
We need to move on. All right. Let's just jump into Sean and Christine, shall we?
So they're at the airport.
The music was so dramatic at the beginning with strings.
Yeah, I feel like their music budget is just... is actually there. Like, they have a music budget. Yeah, it's not just royalty-free garbage that sounds like Coldplay.
That's kind of what we get,
Which is the American stuff.
Yeah, it's true.
Or royalty-free garbage that kind of sounds like Imogen Heap or that like that song from the Garden State soundtrack that they try to play every time.
I forgot about that movie.
It was a very, very big... That soundtrack was everywhere.
That's kind of what blew Natalie Portman up, wasn't it? Wasn't Garden... she in that?
No. The Professional was... she was a little girl when she was in The Professional.
Oh, I've never seen that movie.
It's a great movie. But no, she was... it was like the first star-making thing for her in a while, I think.
Whatever happened to Zach Braff?
I think he's still around.
Oh, he is?
He's still making stuff,
I think he does a podcast with his co... they do one about Scrubs.
We have to move on.
You brought it up. You brought up Garden State. Anyway.
But no, I bring up things, and you...
what makes me have questions?
You grab the wheel of the car...
well, don't bring up interesting
things.
...and make
us careen over the edge.
Don't bring interesting things. Okay, what did you think about Sean's just... was he terrified? What, like, just his... this was the most dramatic...
he's not well.
This is
wrong with him.
Most dramatic airport meeting we've had, I think, in 90 Day Fiancé history.
I also thought it was strange that the mom has been very stoic all along, and then she's breaking down seeing... the child, Christian, who she calls my heartbeat.
I guess maybe we just haven't seen that part, but it did seem a little bit out of nowhere. But
yeah.
She comes, they run towards, Christine just starts now, sobbing.
This is what I thought, because we've thought sometimes we're like, is this real? This is hard to fake.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was kind of shocked by that. And the mother is crying. He's holding his son and sobbing.
It was emotional to me.
It's weird. For a while, I thought these two might be an emotional heart of the show. But I think it's kind of cringe now. I think I'm going to put this... I'm going to kick these into the cringe bin.
Wow.
Yeah, that easy. Katie and Alejandra are still in the heart, the love thinking.
Yeah, it's borderline for me. They're walking.
It's cringe now. I'm kicking them in.
He had dishes in his cabinet. It's an orange in his fridge.
Throw them on the burn pile.
It's cringe. It's cringe. And she doesn't
throw
even know.
Throw another one on the pile.
She doesn't even know about him being in thousands of dollars of debt. That's what I'm saying.
This is a car crash.
I mean, so she gets to see his house. Best line is when she said, Sean is a cleaning manager, and he can't clean his flat.
What's interesting is her stank face in this whole scene is just a mood. She is, and also she's freezing.
She's
like, can you close that window? It's interesting. We saw her in the Philippines, and she seemed determined. She is a completely different person here.
Oh, that's true.
She is here to do a job. Mm-hmm. She becomes Captain Pragmatism.
Uh-huh.
She's like, all right, here's what's going to happen. This place is untidy. This is not good. You can't do this. And this my son's room looks like a garage. What's weird is she immediately goes into, I'm going to solve this mode. She doesn't even have time to worry about her circumstances. She's like, so I'm going to need like 4 days to clean, and you need to take care of the kid.
And also, you're fat.
Don't forget about that.
Don't forget about that.
Here's my bowl, and here's your bowl, fatty, fatty, boom, boom.
You're on a diet now. And you realize, though, Sean probably just
loves this.
He just wants another mother.
That's exactly what he wants.
Just wants another mother.
Yeah, I think his mom was a little withholding.
Yeah.
Feels like that.
She doesn't, yeah, I don't think she really gives him maybe the physical love he needed as
a
kid.
No, I think he needed a lot.
Speaking of physical love, the next day, she's like, well, I had a nice sleep after we fucked.
And did I give you heaven and hell?
Christine kind of has a lot of parts of her.
I know.
I mean, she's interesting not what I expect. And Sean's over there saying, yeah, it was the best. And she said, well, he's like, it wasn't hell. It was more like heaven. And then kind of out of a poodle's move, she said, get ready. I'll give you hell later.
I find giving them heaven and hell is a great way to think about it. Because you kind of want to be in both.
Do you?
Yeah, you do. That's the answer to that.
Okay.
You kind of need to be a little bit afraid.
Okay. That's not my experiences, but okay.
There needs to be a moment when you're like, did this person slash my face? Is this person going to do this? Yeah.
We get turned on by different things. I think that's okay.
Yeah, I need a little danger. I need a little something. So, y'all, later on, we already talked about the single orange. And then we go to ride these little trains. Like, Maggie Valley, ghost town in the sky. You don't know what that is.
I don't know what
it's
that is.
Or Tweetsie Railroad.
Is that in Pickens, that
no,
railroad play?
No, no. This is in the Smoky Mountains, Great Smoky Mountains.
Oh.
Maggie Valley. It's in, like, Gatlinburg.
So it's like your Arbuckle Wilderness.
Yes, but I think a lot better.
Oh. That's fair. Hey, I never said it was great.
Arbuckle Wilderness is a private zoo, and we know how I feel about those.
I think the animals are probably dying with global warming.
Oh, I'm sure they're mistreated.
Yeah.
Come on. Private zoos are awful, y'all. Don't go to them. Don't do that shit. Don't support that garbage.
Nah,
no one needs to own a fucking elephant.
No. Or a giraffe.
No one needs to do that.
No. Not even a mountain lion named Bobo.
You
know, my cousin had one.
You don't need that. That was ridiculous.
Well, he gave it to ended up giving it to a sanctuary when Bobo got a little older. Well, they moved into Dallas, and so it was in the city limits, and you couldn't have a mountain lion in Highland Village.
That's a smart regulation.
Hey, it's Texas, so
you
never
love,
know.
I don't love a lot of overly managed stuff, but like I think that's a good bet. I don't know if you know this. They're playing another. They're playing the Ruslan and Ludmila overture.
I didn't know this.
I don't. Are you familiar with the overture? No, you're not.
No,
never mind.
No.
But it's dum ba ba bum ba ba bum ba da ba da ba da ba da ba da ba da. Very famous overture that a lot of orchestras play.
It's probably just free, so that's why they got it.
I don't think it is.
Really?
No, they have a budget, I think.
Because isn't after like something 70 years old they can do it?
But you can't.
But the recording.
The recording.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
There's. I feel like if the orange is a metaphor for, I don't know, Sean's state of mind, this train ride is a metaphor for how life is going to be with Sean.
Yes.
He's going to tell you one thing, and it's going to end up just sleeting rain in your face, and then your umbrella's going to break. And that child, did you see Christian? You couldn't even, his face was all covered up. The kid couldn't even see out the thing. He's just probably car sick riding on this train.
And you're choking on smoke.
And you're choking on smoke, yes.
Yeah.
Or train sick. I guess you get train sick, not car sick. Do you get car sick if you're in a train? Is that called getting car sick?
I don't care.
Or if you're in a plane, is it say I'm getting a little plane sick or car sick?
I think all of it's motion sickness.
Motion sick.
Sickness.
Because if you're a boat, you get seasickness. But what if you're on like Lake Murray? Is that seasickness or is that lake sickness?
I don't have time for this.
Well, I'm just wondering. I like to be specific with my words.
I stopped listening. I also wrote, this is the worst version of Harry Met Sally ever.
Ever.
When they're on the train.
Ever.
She's making chicken pork adobo for him. Very, very
good.
Filipino food, very famous adobo.
Filipino Cupid.
Filipino Cupid. And that's when she said, you're on a diet now, big boy.
But you're right. It's a kink for him.
Yeah,
he likes it.
And it kind of is for her, I think, to come in there and run things, and she knows he will totally let her do that.
I'm telling you, Sean, he likes to be put in a diaper. I'm telling you right now,
yikes.
That guy is into baby play.
She also said, she does say, I need to be a mom as well for Sean. So
it's the kink, y'all. I'm telling you, we're going to see pictures of Sean in a bonnet and a diaper sucking on a bottle.
Wow.
You think I'm kidding?
Baby Liam.
Yeah, you think I'm kidding?
He did. And one of the other things, she has a rough edge to her, and I think she's joking, but it keeps coming where she's things like, she's like, I love you. She's like, I don't love you.
Until you get paid.
Yeah.
I think that's her sense of humor, but on camera, it's not reading within context.
But it's also she's checking him to tell him what she expects.
Yes.
She is.
I think this could wind up working, but only because she will run every bit of the ship, and she will create a life for them to have. It'll be all based on her.
She will be an Annie to his David.
Yes.
I
don't think, I don't see him becoming what David did.
No, I don't see him changing like that.
I think he has mental issues. I really do. I agree with you.
Something... I think they will work out if she can get past him having a bunch of debt.
Oh, that's right. We haven't even heard that yet.
It's like Britney.
She also doesn't know he quit his job.
Yeah, it's like Britney.
Or he stepped down.
We forget that she's married.
Oh, that was a crazy season.
We forgot she was married. So,
and sometimes I forget I'm married.
If he can bring income in and she can get debt paid off, then yes. But if not...
Yeah.
Ain't happening.
Should we move on to Victoria and Sean? I find these segments almost unwatchable. And it's it's not because it's a different type of cringe. And I've been thinking about this, why I have a hard time with them. First they were funny. Now it is incredibly difficult for me to watch her passive-aggressively roast him for everything.
I think that's where she gets off on it.
Something that
feeds her. Because at this point, y'all... Because
she laughs for everything.
You can't feel sorry for a Victoria.
You can't. You absolutely cannot.
She knows. She has known. It is very clear to her who Sean is, what Sean's about. She's just... And so I think there is this, she likes making him feel like shit.
And in a way that is super hard to watch because it's so passive aggressive. It's like, you know, because you're so old or, you know, because you're always lying. You never tell me the truth. And for me, that's painful to watch. It's hard for me to get through these segments.
It's not hard for me to watch. It's dysfunctional. It's not cringe. But it's.
But I think it's supposed to be. I think.
Yeah.
But I'm saying even for me, this cringe is distasteful.
I'm still into it. I'm still interested to see what. Honestly, I just want to know what secrets will come out. That's why I'm riveted.
And we've moved into, I think, the first episode, maybe a little bit the second. I was kind of turned really off by her by the second episode. But now I'm actually feeling sorry for him.
Oh, no.
But I'm saying the way she says he kisses her, and you see that, and she's like, he says, sometimes she says she loves me, sometimes she doesn't. I'm happy with that. But here's why I'm saying I feel sorry for him. I feel like the bulk of their relationship now is her humiliating him in front of people until he says yes to everything she's saying. And I don't like to see anyone done that way.
I don't know. I feel like he's into it. I feel like, again, like he kind of with, like, I don't know, with Sean, but I feel like they both fulfill a need for one another, where she is always kind of just being this passive aggressive, horrible person to him. But at the same time, I think, like, I mean, he's married an international woman before.
But no, don't get me wrong. He's a grifter. He's still a grifter.
Like, her being blonde, the accent, like, he saw. I think it's.
I understand what you're saying.
I see where you're going. I'm just not there yet.
I still feel as as another human being, I feel no one should be treated like that because it is a constant, and it's in the worst way.
I guess, but he was also married and didn't tell her that and told her that he divorced.
But
when
I'm
he was
saying,
having an affair on his wife.
I'm saying, stand up and leave. Actually, say something instead of keeping him in this kind of like little Japanese prison you've constructed.
Yes. Yeah.
In your like Asian fetish prison that you have. It's all her and her trying to do all these dramatic things with him and take it to people and bring him to that meeting with her friend Rosie. She's like, Rosie will interrogate him.
I think she's very addicted to drama.
Yeah.
For sure.
But I think she is masquerading. She looks nice and simple. She's a monster underneath. I really feel like she is. I think she's worse than Sean in a lot of ways.
Well, I don't think Sean's a monster. I don't think Sean has any forethought into what he's doing.
Yeah.
He's just kind of reacting.
I think why I say that is for her, it is there's something about her that she's felt wronged. And she is going to perpetuate it to him and constantly make him feel bad about himself.
She has an entitlement, for sure. Like, she's owed something to her. She finally gets to talk to his sister, Victoria.
Yuki. That's her name.
Oh, Victoria. Sorry. Talk to her sister, Yuki. Yes. And at first, Sean said, well, you don't need to meet my family. And she was like, well, I kind of want to because that's what people do. And so finally, but Sean said, I don't want my sister to meet Victoria because she didn't like my first wife.
Right.
So do you think it's that or because he's worried that, I don't know why they don't speak the same language that much. I feel like it feels like he's worried about more people knowing about this that it's going to call him on his bullshit.
To me, and there are two ways to see this, I think. I question why she is still even trying. And
I question that for both of them.
The answer to it that I can think of, the most obvious answer is it's for the show, which is not really what I want to say because that's the only thing that makes sense to me.
Why? I think Sean probably wants to be an influencer too.
Yeah, I agree. But I'm saying there's something about it with her where the way she talks, it seems like she would not accept this from people.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why this is starting to ring really fake for me.
That I can see that. There are a lot of people that say in their life, I will never accept this. But then when they're in a relationship with somebody and their emotions are involved, they act very differently.
I think I would agree with you, except I don't see her trying to make excuses to herself. I think she only wants to pin him down and wants him to admit it.
I honestly don't care as much about all that. I just have a problem with her bangs that are actually cut in a curve of her face.
Yeah.
They're like this kind of pointed bangs instead of just like a normal cut
and they're
bangs.
And they're not even chunky bangs.
No.
Yeah.
They're not good bangs. I mean, yes, she's a monster, but her bangs are atrocious.
And I don't buy this whole thing about she's like, it makes me feel like a homewrecker because I thought it would make me feel terrible.
It's an interesting tactic she took about that because I would feel terrible if I was the other woman or other man, but I wouldn't feel responsible.
And also, she
like,
does not.
I did it.
She doesn't know this person. Also, he didn't tell her, so how should she have any responsibility? But she's making it all about that thing in her mind, and it is incredibly ridiculous that we're spending this much time on it. Now, what is not ridiculous is the fact that he will never give her a straight answer. And my suggestion would be, like I'm sure everyone in her life, leave this motherfucker.
I know. What did he say when he put on his glasses? Did he say, I forgot what line he said. He said, He said something like, because she's talking about him Rosie is quizzing him about talking to people online. And he goes, I talk to a lot of people online. He looks at the camera and he says, they're just friends. And then he puts on fucking sunglasses and says, they're just friends.
He's so weird.
He's so weird.
And I
that's
think
where I think, like, I kind of think in a way they're both perfect for each other. Oh, I think they're both getting off on something.
I guess. I think he's just eccentric and weird, which I kind of think is true. And I think she's being false. I think this is him.
Yeah.
And this is him trying to con her, yes. Because he wants a place to stay. And he likes people who are going to support him.
But it's so weird because he tells her, he's like, you know, my last marriage, it did fail because of long distance. And she went,
but we are. But... And he goes, oh.
That's what I love about Sean is he'll tell her, like, hey, this doesn't work because of something. It's just like something you and I are in. But then she reminds him, but you and I are in this. And he goes, oh.
And that's why I'm saying I think it's – there is a language issue. There's also a processing thing sometimes for him.
And he keeps blaming it on translation. Like they're talking to Rosie, and Rosie said, so you worked in New York. And he goes, no, I didn't work in New York.
But you told me you worked in New York.
And she said, but she worked in the U.S. And he's like, no, I didn't work in the U.S. She's like, no, you told me you – because fucking Victoria remembers everything.
Yes, she does.
She said, you told me you work in the U.S. And he said – I think we're lost in translation here.
The whole, every conversation they have is like a game of taboo. She just goes,
and someone needs that buzzer to go,
he's like, actually, I, and I think that's why it's hard for me to watch.
I love it.
Because it, I think as well, it's you know, I've thought about this. It's not even that I feel sorry for him. The style of communication makes me angry.
Oh.
I want to say one more thing. When they first wake up in the morning, she goes, morning. He goes, not morning.
Not morning.
No, not morning. There's two things. There's morning and not morning.
Not morning. See, but he does make her laugh in that way, but it's...
But it's kind of idiocy.
Yeah, I agree.
It's like dumb jokes. It's like someone who only told dad jokes.
Yeah, and so
I would murder.
And so Sean basically says, "Yeah, just misunderstandings." And Rosie said, "Are there other secrets?" And Sean says, "No." And then he says to the camera, and it's just been like, "Everyone has secrets. I think that's acceptable."
It's weird, and I don't think she understands who he is, because I don't understand who he is.
No.
But I just wonder, is it because she doesn't want to throw away the effort she spent getting to know him?
Maybe.
I don't sense any chemistry between them.
Well, what did you think about when she took him to the bar, just her and him, and she kind of reads him the act? I'm asking that because it didn't seem like it felt... it felt like there was not a lot of love in this conversation.
There isn't.
So
she hates him. A part of her hates him, but her passive aggressive laughing at everything won't let her say it.
But she wasn't passive aggressive in this bar conversation. That's what it was. I felt like this was kind of where we saw the real her of her just basically saying, like,
she's got so much rage to. I just know she wants to just rip into him. She leaves. She says,
that's where she says basically. She says, your father died, and right, his father, right?
Yeah.
She said, we were dating around when your father died.
It was his mother.
His mother. And someone died. And so, and they have a mutual friend named Stanley.
Yeah. Okay. We have a new character.
Which I'm like, we better meet Stanley.
Oh, they've talked about Stanley.
We better meet him because... failure in
this
storytelling.
This is the key to understanding this story.
Yes, because Stanley went to Japan, and basically Stanley was told Victoria that Sean was with his wife when he was in Japan.
Yes.
And Victoria's like, wait a minute. And Sean says, she said, well, Stanley met your ex-wife, and he told me that you, and he told me
she
that
stayed
you were
at
with
his
her.
House.
And Sean looks at her and goes, when? It's like, I don't remember Stanley, nor do I remember. She's like, when your mom died. And he goes, when?
What mother?
My dad just died. I think I'm going to remember that. I'm not going to be, what?
I can't
remember.
I think what this is all misdirection, This is not wanting her to tell, not wanting to tell her the details because it would piss her off, and she may or may not do something about it. I don't think she will. I think she will continue.
Oh no, she won't at all. She won't at all.
What is her goal? What do you think her goal is with this?
And that, yeah, that's where, because we should say, that's where she gets into the, what was your, she said, what was your online relationship? I a home wrecker? That's kind of where she goes.
But I'm just curious, what do you think is her goal in this relationship? Because I can't figure it out.
I can only feel like, we don't know a lot about her, but I bet she's into Japanese men. I bet you the culture is a thing for her. We haven't seen that.
Yeah. No, we have seen that. Did she's see obsessed them? With Asian men.
So that's where I'm like, I think they both fulfill kink for one another. I bet she's into Asian men and he's into like blonde British or blonde international women.
Yeah.
And also being able to, I don't even know if he ever really wants to move to UK. I think he probably wants to just stay where he is.
I think I'm thinking a level beyond that because you have to have more than just kink. I'm saying, what is her goal? She found out all this stuff about him. She could have anyone else. She's not ugly.
But I don't think, I think that's a lot of people that do things off of kink don't often think about a long-term goal. They're just in them.
Well,
it's just
the reason why
I'm attracted to him. He makes me happy.
The reason why I'm saying that is nothing that she's talking about for their real life is based on sex or a kink.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah,
so
that's true.
Everything she's talking about is about building a life.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm asking you. What?
Maybe she wants to have like cute kids with him, because I'm sure that she, maybe it's that. Maybe, I don't know. You're right. We don't know.
That's why I keep feeling this is a little fraudacity. Because I don't know why. She doesn't seem like a person who would want to keep this going. She seems like she would give up after a time.
She seems smarter than this.
Yeah. I still think she's
maybe
a monster, though.
Maybe it is fraudacity.
Anyway, let's move on to someone more fun. We have arrived. This is our first fully cringe.
Yes.
This is our first Yolanda. It's our first, who else?
So
this
many.
This is a little baby girl Lisa. She has maybe. Emma. Emma has shades of baby girl Lisa.
A little bit. A little bit of... even a baby girl Lisa and of,
a little bit of Kimbali. That.
Y'all, we're going to talk about Emma and Hussein, right?
Yes, Hussein.
When we come back from the break. Poodle, I got to tell you, I think I just made one of the best investments for myself.
Oh, thank God. You got rid of those braces and decided to sew your mouth completely shut. Perfect.
No, the doctor just added 4 more months.
Oh, I think he's trolling me at this point.
No, see... now that I'm putting myself out there...
no one wants to hear about your dating life.
But you talk about yours all the time.
Because mine is interesting.
Well, I wanted to let you know that I took a page from your book and it worked.
Ooh, you slept with their ex to make them jealous?
No.
You pulled their credit report?
What?
Made a copy of their keys while they were sleeping?
How are you not in jail?
Deny, deny, deny.
No, Poodle. I decided to get myself a pair of Me Undies great new underwear, which makes my important parts look more junk forward.
Junk forward? Wait, are you talking about the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies?
Yes, the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies.
I love the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies. There's no other way to date in this world. If you're not dating junk forward, you're doing it wrong.
I think you're right. And you never told me that they're so comfortable.
Well, usually I'm not wearing them that long, but yes, they are so soft, and the more you wash them, the softer they get, and they still keep you tucked and lifted in all the right places. When I wear them, I can barely keep men away from me. Oh, the way they stare. They look like burly, hungry cavemen searching for a nice meal after a long caveman day of nomadically crossing the tundra. To them, I'm like a piece of meat roasting over an open, smoky flame.
Speaking of smoking, not only does my junk look great in MeUndies, but my butt looks hot.
Okay, no one wants to hear your over-sexualized descriptions. Have some class.
Sissies, we've fallen in love with MeUndies, and you can too. They have a style for everyone. From all-black classics to fun, expressive prints, MeUndies has a look for everyone. Plus, they come in sizes extra small to 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody.
And MeUndies isn't just about underwear. Explore the lounge collection featuring joggers, hoodies, onesies, and more. With unmatched comfort, MeUndies' signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all-day wear.
And they use sustainably sourced materials and work with partners that care for their workers.
And you know Mother Poodle loves a return policy. Not happy with the first pair of MeUndies? It's on MeUndies. Cough!
Sissies, good things come in big packages at MeUndies. Get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/realitygaze.
That's MeUndies.com/realitygaze for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in.
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
To all our queens, to Caitlin and... the Canadian sissies.
Oh my God, Poodle. I can't stop singing that song either. It's so catchy.
So catchy. Sissies, we are obsessed with the Songfinch original song that we premiered at the Toronto Live Show. Songfinch lets you create an original radio quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and lasts forever.
For example, we wanted to create a song dedicated to our Canadian listeners, some of which have waited 4 to 5 years to see us live. After the show, we had so many people tell us how special the song made them feel, and we are still getting DMs and comments about it.
And the Songfinch songwriter was so clever, incorporating all our sissy references like Aunt Peggy's Lip, Elizabeth Smart, and even Keep Going Queens.
Yes. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
You can also choose unique add-ons to make the gift even more personalized, like a vinyl record of your song or a piece of one-of-a-kind art made from your lyrics. You can even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, an upcoming graduation or a wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their song to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gifted to can listen to it anywhere, anytime.
Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us, too.
Songfinch.com/realitygaze. Now, Gary, play us out with a little bit of our Songfinch original song, To All Our Queens.
Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Hey, hey,
our Canadian listeners. We know you get tired of waiting. Reality Gaze is coming to you, so no more complaining. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies, love yourself, never be ashamed. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies, love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
His peck is bigger than my head. Oh, that was a terrible Yorkshire accent.
I mean, his peck is bigger than... Didn't know what she said. Again, had to rewind it. And that's actually... That sentence is when I finally put on the subtitles.
Young Emma is from Cleckheaton. In West Yorkshire.
I looked at very north, even a little north of Manchester.
Yeah, it is. It's up
fucking
there.
Cold there, y'all.
Yes.
Freeze your balls off.
She.
Beyond the wall.
Yeah. It is a little, just White Walkers everywhere.
Oh, White Walkers everywhere.
And she's 45. This is a hard 45. I need to say that.
Yeah.
I'm not saying she's not an attractive woman, but that's a hard 45. And the clothes she decides to wear looks like she is in the British section of Epcot Center.
Yes. Yes, the British section, or kind of that like early 1900 American, like, that, I mean, it's all this one.
Oh, there's
blouse.
There's a that blouse with her daughter was sister wife was definitely selling FLDS realness.
Victorian stuff is in style,
but she's the only one wearing it from her friends.
Didn't make sense.
Yeah, it's very. I don't know what she's doing. I don't know what her plan is.
She seems fun.
Northern
totally
sissies,
in denial.
Come fun. At us if it's normal to dress like this. Her other friends weren't dressing this way though.
No,
and I must say, there's something about her that does not fit in with her friends. It feels
I think she's a woohoo girl. I think that's what she. I think she's the fun one. I think she like. Seems like she like gets the party started, and that's why she
but
fits in with her friends.
She doesn't look like the rest of her friends, and people choose friends based on a little bit of resemblance.
They do, but although they can, but then there's sometimes usually one friend that's just like the good time friend.
Okay.
So I think that she might, I think she is that, I mean, it's, a lot of her friends seem a little bit more into plastic surgery than her. Everyone had duck lips that she was having dinner with.
It felt like these were rent-a-friends. That maybe. They're like, oh, Emma. Oh, we know you, Emma.
Is that what they said? I wouldn't know. I wouldn't know.
Here's the thing, y'all. She is a manager in a Persian takeaway restaurant. And strangely enough, she loves Iranian guys.
Yes, that's where she met Hussein. They slid in.
They met on social media.
Social media. He slid in her DMs. He's 6'4" and he's a bot. His body's ridiculous.
Yeah, it's almost, it's too big for me.
It's too much.
Yeah,
it's too much.
And that, they showed him with clean shaven. That goatee, that kind of facial sheath he's got going
on.
Well,
he dyes it.
It's
you can
so
tell he's
awful.
Probably more gray, and he dyes all of it except for like two little. He literally has like this kind of Jafar goatee, or like a.
It looks like the show
like
Vikings,
or like an old Italian godfather. That's just like a just a very. He just looks very. He either looks yes like Viking or somebody who's like runs a bad casino in Vegas.
Yeah, or if you go to Glendale, you'll see Armenian guys sporting this style sometimes.
Ooh. Glendale. You can get a car and a ride.
Wow.
There's all the car dealerships are there.
I followed you.
Okay.
I just.
I love what you do for me. Toyota.
They all live with their parents, though.
They do. That's why you got to fuck them in the car you just bought.
You do.
It works out. Get a truck.
That's the problem with dating Armenian guys, y'all. Unless you're going to marry them, they all live with their parents.
And they can't be gay.
No.
They do not accept that. No.
Now, did you see the tattoo he had?
What did it say?
I think it said feather.
Okay.
But it might have said father.
Okay. I hope it says father. But maybe.
But it really looked like feather to me.
Maybe he knew someone named Feather. Y'all. This man has so many videos of him just working out.
Yes, yes.
It's
red flag.
Red flag. He is, but he's not like Williams because they have FaceTimed and he
yes.
is real.
No, he is real.
He is real. So he slid in her DMs. They talked for a while. And
remember, he loves anything fitness and loves working out. She likes watching TV and napping.
And napping. She has no business wanting to work out.
No.
But it was Hussein who initiated the relationship,
yes.
she said. So she said, again, had to rewind this three times. She said, it's something like, if I went to the gym, I'd lose to a stone. And I went, what?
20 stone. Emma or two stone? Stone.
What? And she's like, I'd lose to a stone. I went, Sharon Stone? And she's, and it's to a stone.
40 pounds.
She's like, wouldn't they tell me how much it cost? Again. Yeah. I was like, I guess they like, I thought she was disparaging Emma Stone.
She does love the tall, dark, handsome blokes. And she says, he's very funny.
You know, and obviously you can't choose who you love. And sometimes you're just attracted to what you're attracted to. So when they went to Turkey 3 years ago, they didn't have sex.
They went to Bodrum. Hashtag Bodrum.
Hashtag Bodrum. They did go to
hashtag. Hashtag Bodrum. Hashtag Bodrum is for lovers.
They didn't have sex.
No.
And she's not talking about any... Y'all, she's a fucking woohoo girl. She would sit on that dick and spin. She hasn't mentioned any type of religious thing for him.
No.
So what do you think's the reason why they wouldn't fuck?
He made up an excuse, I'm sure, that's like, I need to get to know you more romantically. And also, y'all, he don't want any of those shoes or clothes that she sends him. Because she's like, I like the way he looks good in the clothes I send him. You know, that's, so she's.
And if I buy him clothes, then I get to choose what he wears. And yes, he doesn't have to get a bad style.
This is control and basically financial abuse, everybody. He is willingly acknowledging into it.
It could be financial abuse, although I think this is what he wanted.
It is.
Yes. So.
But I'm saying in any situation, she is coming from a place of privilege, and she holds all the cards.
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
Yes. At least, and then when he, interesting enough, he probably has more power in the relationship as long as he doesn't live there.
Yes. And he is like her Persian dress-up doll. That's for her. That's what it is.
I don't even know if he's gay, y'all. He's all very into himself. I think he's like, just.
I don't even know if he's. That sounds like that would be a man.
I feel like he's just kind of a meathead.
I don't think we. Is it speculated he was gay?
Well, no, but like he's very vain.
Persian men.
Yeah. So that's that. But I wanted to bring it. It's just like.
Oh my God.
She even says to her friends, like, and I said, what? She said, if he walks by a mirror, he looks at himself. And I went, oh, okay, that's what you said.
No, I just, the majority, I can speak for the Persian men I know in Los Angeles. There's a vanity Boy. There.
You would know.
Yeah. Oof. But there is, her teenage daughter, Kenzie.
She's cute.
She is. I love it that she looks like, in one of those little body suits. It reminds me of that show. You never watched Chewing Gum, but
no.
Oh, it's so good. Michaela Cole. You never saw what is it? The thing about she did about sexual assault. It was so good on HBO.
No.
Now I can't remember the title of it, but this girl looks like someone who lived in Michaela Cole's building. Who's like, yeah, I'm chewing gum. That. Going to go buy a drink at the store. Chewing gum was on Netflix.
Oh.
No, it's you. When I say these things, trust me, they were around. You just missed them.
Must have been very.
It wasn't niche. It was everywhere. It
just really, not really talked about a lot. Not a lot of people knew it.
You yeah. See about 2% of what happens.
Yeah, we just scrolled for like 10 minutes and finally found
no,
it.
It is well known.
Okay,
it's a British show though.
Well, so she's sitting there with her daughter. They're having ice cream, and Kenzie's like, "Do you reckon he just likes free stuff?" And Emma's like, "No, I need to give it a chance because she wants. It's all what it all what she's holding out now, y'all. She just wants to ride that D.
Yeah,
that's all." If they probably had sex and they weren't, he knows that if we fucked, then all my power's gone.
I agree with you.
She's just holding on to that D wish.
So we're just making. And then she's like, "So what if you came here? He might live with us because it might be time." And she's like, "I'm not calling him dad."
correct me if I'm wrong. Again, I even rewound it, and the subtitle said, "So she said after 6 years, I just can't be by myself." And I went, "Wait. Have you been with him for 6 years?"
I thought maybe or that was the length of time she was
single.
Divorced. Yeah,
single. Oh, okay. That's what I hope, because I was like, if we've only seen him once in 6 years.
I think they've been together, I want to say, a couple of, maybe 2 years.
I think it was 2 years, yeah.
But they've only seen each other once in Bodrum.
Hashtag Bodrum.
Hashtag Bodrum. You want to talk about Bridie and Host? Sorry, Host.
Okay. They're so fucking dramatic.
Oh!
And I'm totally rooting for them.
Me too!
Like, they're very different than Kitty and Alejandro. But they are, they fight and they fuck great.
It's, I think what's going to, God, he says he really has... he has the keys to the kingdom for her, because when he says that when they're fighting later, he's like, I just want to be a simple man and just, I want to be a simple man and have a simple way. I don't have a way of, what did he say? It's so good. Oh, you're making a simple situation impossible. And I just want to be a simple man with a simple dream and just be with you.
And be with you, be with my one person forever.
And she's just like, oh, you know, just what to say. Thank God. Because she's spiraling.
She does spiral. I mean, we don't even need to talk. She talks to her friend at first. There's nothing really you need to know about that except for her friend's terrible.
Yes.
Her friend the whole time is like, wait, but he didn't ask you to marry him? And I'm like, shut up.
Yeah.
Why are her?
No, the she has terrible
friends. He didn't ask
her
at the airport. He didn't drop to one. I'm like, bitch, she just met him for the first time.
She has terrible friends who are gassing her up about the wrong things.
Yes.
Yeah. It's,
she's a woman with two children. Like,
yeah.
You're acting like her friend is fucking 25 years old with nobody to be responsible to.
Y'all, she is looking at the UK tourist visa, which is one of the hardest to get, we find out. And if you don't get
which
it,
we heard
it goes on
that.
Your record yet later
we
on.
We heard it was hard from our crossover with Bly today from Beyonce.
I don't know what that accent was.
I kind of burped in it.
Okay. So you have to have 6 months back bank statements. And he's like, that's going to be hard because of the issue we're having, the state of the economy. And
I
the,
was like, I was going, what's the issue?
And
what
he's
did
like,
you fuck up?
He's like, yeah, because your money's not safe in the banks. And I was like, wow, that is pretty Western slighted now.
I was like, I feel a little judgy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Y'all think about this. You can't put money in a bank.
Because it might not be there.
Because it might not be there.
Because we had that used to happen in America, but now we have FDIC.
Now we have FDIC, even though your Uncle Jerry in Idaho doesn't trust it. That's why he loves that militia.
So, yeah, right? So, her solution is, even with her two children, I'm going to sell the house.
She's going to sell her house so she has a big chunk of money. And that's what's going to get him over.
My mouth dropped open.
I was speechless.
Yeah. I can't believe.
She's putting it all on the line for love.
And she says, being a single mom, I don't have any other way of getting it. And I liked.
That should be a song. Putting it all on the line.
Putting it all on the line.
That's an 80s song by Huey Lewis.
Putting it all on the line. Got a girl, she's the sweetest she can be. Putting it all on till she's mine. Putting it on the line for my baby.
Because she put her love on me. Or
yes.
Something like that.
I think that's really
I think that's
close
the actual
to
song.
A song.
Yeah.
No, it's definitely a Huey Lewis song.
Oh, Huey Lewis, he can't even hear his own music now.
What?
We can't go into it, but did I hear it on a podcast or an NPR article like years ago? Basically, he has some rare type of hearing loss. So basically, when he hears his own music now, it's just like when he listens to anything musically.
Why? Every time I bring
it's like
up
Linda
someone,
Ronstadt.
Do you tell me the saddest possible fact about them? Every single time.
He can sing and make music, but he can't hear it. And he can't.
Maybe we don't need to focus on the things that we should feel sorry for someone for.
I think it's good to raise awareness.
That's not why you do it. It's pathological. You do it every single time. And I'm like, do you have these? You don't remember anything else. You just remember the saddest possible details.
He's not Southern, but it's a sad story.
I was going to say that I was always touched, but now I'm devastated hearing about Huey Lewis not being able to hear his own music. I said, that's even sadder than hosts saying both our worlds are halves.
No, yeah, Huey Lewis is sadder.
God, Host is a poet.
He is a poet. And when she said,
so
like,
fucking hot.
It was beautiful, too, the way Bridie put it. She said, I was leaving him, and I was so excited to see my children, but I felt I was leaving half of my... And I felt that.
No, this is the high-stakes story. This is the one that they are going to... If this is money for them. This is the Katie and Alejandro. It doesn't feel like it has a lot of longevity.
Oh no, this is a Libby and Andre.
Yes,
this is a Alex and Lauren.
Yeah, this is for them. And because the stakes are so high, and both these two people, the camera loves them both.
Yeah,
and I guarantee you, Bridie will find a way to. She's great TV as well.
Oh yeah,
yeah. Yep. Especially when she's in that red thing.
Yeah.
And when she puts on the right type of makeup. Otherwise.
Because she even said, you know, host is talking to her kids, and he said, I'm dying to see the kids. I can't wait to get there.
And they're going to Turkey.
And she said, what? They're going to go to Turkey. And she's like, Bodrin. Well.
Hashtag Bodrin.
She's like, I want a proposal. And she says, and it better be a big romantic gesture. And then she says, who's going to tell him? Someone better tell him.
And I will say
this is fairy tale love.
I love watching them. Do you think they'll make it?
I think they'll make it for a bit. They're gonna burn hot.
Yeah.
And either they're gonna burn out or they're gonna like get into a rhythm.
He even says though about her kids. Her kids are what I think of every day when I wake up. Which is either he's a really good liar. Or he is so committed to him.
I think he's so committed.
Anyway, I'm excited to see where this plays out.
God, this show's a breath of fresh air.
This is episode 4. We still have the gay couple. We still have the older woman and the younger man.
Who knows how many episodes it could be? Maybe it's 20 episodes.
No, it's not. I know it's 10 episodes.
It's only 8. Apparently, there was a love during lockup. Trailer and we missed it.
What do you mean?
I got a message from a sissy. They aired the Love During Lockup trailer.
What?
Yes, I know. That's going strong. They're already wrapping that up. So I don't know what to believe anymore. Usually,
is it a British version?
No. But I mean, on Love After Lockup, usually it goes on forever. I think they already might be coming to a close. I think they might be doing shorter seasons. So. If
so
that's
like 10 episodes,
who knows?
No, Life After Lockup is only usually ever 10 episodes.
Well, never know after that one season. So,
oh yeah,
who knows? Maybe the British version could say we're not going to do and go 30 episodes.
But it's for British TV in general. The seasons are very short. They're like 6 episodes.
That's true.
So or 8 episodes.
I'm scared. I don't know what's going to happen after this year. Matt Sharp is like, fuck all the rules.
I don't know. I'm going to have a hard time forgiving Matt Sharp for season 9 of 90 Day. And a lot of people loved that tell-all.
I liked it at first. It really did, it really did shit the
bed. A lot of people loved that tell-all, but I found it to be, this is not a good sign of things to come.
If I agree. This is I going to be. Too.
And you know what that fucker Jabri said later on? He's like later on, he was commenting on tell-all. He's like, you know, I wanted to give you guys a show. I'm like, don't show your fucking cards, you idiot.
Poodle's angry now.
No, I just hate. There's good fakeness and there's bad fakeness.
I agree. And this show, if there is a little, even like Victoria and Sean, is better fakeness if that is fraudacity.
I agree because I can't figure it out.
Yeah, which is smart.
Yeah.
That's why it bothers you so much, because if you can't figure it out, that drives you crazy.
Well, no, not necessarily. I know that I can't figure it out. The rules of storytelling aren't tracking. Mm-hmm. So that's what's weird.
Again, y'all, if you're not watching 90 Day UK on Discovery Plus, you're missing it. It's real good.
That's the show we're talking about.
I know, but some people just listen to it. Some people
just listen to us. That's right.
It's worth the Discovery Plus a lot. Yeah, it's worth it, y'all. All right, everybody. That's the deal. Go to our Instagram, Reality Gaze Podcast, and our Twitter, and our follow us on TikTok at Reality Gaze. And y'all, we call these blokes and
blokes and birds.
We call
birds. That's not birds.
I don't know.
You've never heard she's a beautiful bird.
Oh, I haven't. Oh, that's sweet.
God, we call you're born fucking in a
you know what you do
wagon.
It. Then. You do it, and I'll do
we
the
call,
thing.
Okay, fine. We call these blokes and birds lonely hearts. Mm-hmm. I don't know the rest of it.
And if you are worried that your husband took his wife to his mom's funeral and didn't tell you about it, give us a ring.
Give us a ring.
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or is it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.